Title of the sermon is Our Highest Priority, that God is above our basic needs. People are anticipated a sort of chasing, and this sermon, this is very important because we're talking about basic needs. Basic, that means it's only to the fundamental, the primary needs of men. Nga naa o gikinahanglan din nato. O gikinahanglan for further explanation, further elaboration sa tuwang basic needs, because we all know kung saan tuwang mga paninahanglan. But people are anticipated of chasing of many things just to meet their basic needs. And we almost forgot, mga Ikson, we almost forgot. Makalimta na nato nga there is more than our basic needs. Na naa din mas importante kaysa atuang mga basic nga panginahanglan. And speaking of our basic needs, there is food, right? Clothing and shelter. And this sermon lesson doesn't say that we don't need these things, that we don't need food, that we don't need clothes, that we don't need shelter. This sermon, kininga sermon lesson is nagsulti, kining pagkaon, we need food to sustain our temporal life, right? To give us strength. We need clothes to cover our nakedness. We need shelter to have place of rest and to have protection from the heat of the sun and from the rain. So we need all these things. We need food. We need clothes. We need also shelter. These are the basic needs of men. But God is more than, God is above our basic needs. And sometimes we agree that statement only by words, only by our lips, right? And our tongue, our mouth. But we don't agree with it when it comes to our application, when it comes to our life. Because as we can see and evaluate what we are doing so every day, we also, like them, chasing many things just to meet our basic needs, and almost forgot that God is our priority, and that God is above our basic needs. The Bible says that all good gifts comes from God, right? All good gifts, good things comes from God. Gikan sa Ginoo nga dili kayo siya magmausabon. Gikan sa Ginoo nga may gugmaon. Gikan sa Ginoo nga maginatagot. We almost forget that God is the source of all the blessings. We almost forget that God, He is the one who gave us food. We almost forget that God is the one who gave us strength. We almost forgot that God is the one who gave us clothes, who gave us a job, work, in order for us in soon to work and to have money. Kung nanay kwal kwarta, makapalit na kang bugas, makapalit na kang pagkaon, to sustain your temporal life and to have strength. And we almost forget, and we even lay aside God, who is the source of all those things. Right? Again, at wala makita if we are going to evaluate what we are doing every day. Nakita o makita nato that God is not our priority anymore. Do you agree that God is not already our priority, but all those things that will meet our basic needs is already our priority? Again, we agree and we confess by only its own sa tuang dila, but never sa tuang hearts when it comes to application. So this passage and this sermon is very good for us. For me, most of all. Open your Bibles in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25-34. Again, I said I gave a sermon many times and a Bible study from this passage, taken from this passage. And the context of this is so, as you can see, that Jesus is telling them, his disciples and the audience, that he said to them, especially from verse 19, Jesus mentioned all not laying up treasures in earth, because treasures in this world is what? Subjected to decay. Right? Mga treasures ang kalibutan na wak kay makita ng malungtad. Tanan ng butang, tangible, visible o tangible, butusabot makita o mahika. Wala kay butang na makita ang kalibutan na malungtad. Tanan maubhag, tanan malaya, tanan madunod, tanan maguba, tanan mawala. Is that true? Yes. So Jesus is telling them, even teaching them, that do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Dili kamu magatigom sa inyong kaglimog, mabahandi ang kalibutan, right? Tigo, lay up treasures. Murumog nag-storing up treasures sa inyong kaglimog, sa mga bahandi ang kalibutan, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in what? Where? In heaven. What are the difference between the treasures of this world and treasures of heaven? Treasures of this world are subject to decay, subject to moth, to rust, and to thieves. But the treasures in heaven, walay abuk, walay taya, walay anay, walay usay kawatan, kumukawat sa imong mga treasures. Therefore, Jesus said, lay up treasures in heaven, not in this world. And furthermore, in verse 24, Jesus mentioned of serving two masters, right? He said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. Can you see the context of this? The previous verses, the previous statements, the previous teachings of Jesus, he mentioned about treasures, he mentioned about money, right? All these things are connected, the same. Treasures, money, the same. But Jesus said, do not lay up treasures in earth. Do not, no servant can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. Having your right feet or your right foot on God, left foot said kwarta usab. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. So Jesus gave them a conclusion, and he said in verse 25, it says here, therefore I say to you, what? Do not worry. By telling them, do not worry about your life. Because man, ang tawag soon is, we are prone to be anxious about our life, what we will eat or drink, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? But as we can see soon, treasures and money, all these things, ang tao nag-grasp, right? Nag-desire, by anima butangan, because dili lang kay ilahan gikinahanglan, dili lang kay so nga sila na worry silang life on sa ilang kaunon or sa ilang sulok, but beyond sa ilahang needs. Ninyo nakita? Ang tao dili lang kay nag-chase o nag-after ang mga butanga, dili tumut kay para ma-meet ang ilahang basic needs, but it's on sa ilahang mga wants, right? What are the differences between needs and wants? Needs, ikinanglan. But want, what name of ikinanglan? You have some extra, right? Beyond sa imuhang needs. And all, and many people are chasing after all these things. Chasing and grasp, even grasp its own about treasures and about money. But Jesus said, do not worry about your life, because life is more than food. Unsay gamit sa pagkaon kung wala na ang imuhang kinabuhi? Do na ba siya use ang food kung patay ng tao? Susakto si Jesus. Life is more than food. O kung sa use sa sinina kung patay na? Of course, sa akong gingon dito sa Bible study lang, Michelle, dilemas at mahimo ang patay hubuan. Kay no use ang sinina. Of course, sininaan nimo, pero dili na to siya magamit, right? Katong sinina, katong lawas niya, kapatay na, kukuto na to siya sa ud, pupalik sa yuta, mahimo apo. So life is more than food. Food is useless kung wala'y kinabuhi, right? Clothes are useless kung patay na ang tao. So Jesus said, therefore, do not worry. And it is imperative. But ang tao is, di gyud malit kayan, ma-worry gyud, right? And to be worried, son, is what? Sin. Because to worry or to be anxious is opposite of trusting God. Amen? Instead of trusting God, naa ka sa worry, naa ka sa anxieties, and it is sin. Because Jesus said, do not. Just like thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not worry. If you do worry, you sin. So worry and anxiety is sin. Jesus said, do not worry about your life, because life is more than food. Do not worry about your clothes, what you will put on or what you will drink, because body is more than clothing. In verse 26, si Ginoo Jesu Kristo nag-use siya of the gamit siya illustration. A simple, very simple illustration, just to emphasize and to give more light kung sa ang iyahang gimin, kung sa ang iyahang gisulti, right? Ingon si Jesus, look at the birds of the air. Tanawan yung mga langgam, although wag mo makita ang langgam karon. Pero many times, o kada adlaw kita mamuglanggam. Pasay ato ang baliwaon ng langgam, right? Pero hinutuki, tanawang langgam. Pasay buhat sa langgam, sige ra og lupad, right? Sige ra tapon-tapon sa tikas nga kahoy. Sige nga ni Jesus, bang niya, look at the birds of the air. That means, uy, ikaw tao, look at the birds of the air, pamalandong, right? If you do worry, look at the birds. Pero dili man langgam ato makita na kung mabalaka ta. Atok man. Sige lang kay ginugtok ba si tanaw ha. Sa dutiyo. Sige sudaan na nato ron. Pero Jesus, look at the birds. Right? Look at the birds. Pero di tama kayo nung doon. Ano yung Jesus, look at the birds. Unsay ato makuha sa mga langgam? Unsay examples nga ato ang makuha sa mga langgam? Because Jesus, creator, right? And He knows everything, even sa iyang creation. Look at the birds of the air. For they neither what? They neither sow nor reap. nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than birds? Sige muna, Jesus, look at the birds of the air. What sila magtanong? What would sila mag-ano? What would sila magtigo? Pero ang inyong heavenly Father feeds them. Di ba kaon sila sa inyo? Gagmay mga buta. Mga simple nga mga creations sa inyo. Nga ato ganing tiradurun. Ato ang pusilon, kaunon, buhion, upamatay, pasagdan ra. Pero ato makita nga bisan sila, bisan kini mga humble creation of God, siya nagpakao nila. And Jesus, back to His disciples, back to His audience, and He said, are you more than valuable than the birds? Kisa may mas importante sa ibasa ni Calvin din in Psalm chapter 8. E dinon dito, what is man that you are mindful of him? What is the son of man that you care for him? Right? Kinsa man ang tao? Unsa man ang tao nga ang Ginoo nagunapuna ug nag-care man siya sa tao? We are more valuable than the birds. Inyo ang nakita? Nga importansya? Nakita valuable kaysa mga langga? In verse 27, and which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Kinsa ba kanato ninyo si Jesus, ninyo si siyang audience, kinsa ba kaninyo nga pinaagi sa pagkabalaka? Kano mabalaka mo? Nitubo ba mo? Tagsa ka inch? Pwede na siguro na itong taasa, no? Sango na siguro sa panganod. Kaya pila naman katuhin ka na balaka ta. Kung pila naman kahigayon niya na balaka ang tao. Right? Kung unsang iyang gikinahanglan. So makita nato nga anxiety o ang worryness is no use. It's just our anxiety. Emotion. Right? Tungod sa ato ang kulang na pagsalig sa Ginoo. Ikaduha, tungod sa ato ang pagkatauhanan. Right? Tungod sa ato pagkatauhanan, manggod, di malikin mga balaka ko. Pero ang unang na reason, tungod kay kulang at pagsalig sa Ginoo. O kung mas valuable pa kita kay sa langgam, unsa ang lesson, o unsa ang makuha nato sa teaching ni Jesus. Kung gipakaon sila sa Ginoo ang mga langgam, they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, but the Heavenly Father feeds them. So we are more valuable than they. Ang Ginoo dili ba sa mupakaon nato? Ano na? Dili ba yung sakto? Kung ang Ginoo nagpakaon sa mga langgam, dili ba ang Ginoo mupakaon sa nato? Yes, Jesus, are you more valuable than they? In verse 28, so why? Why? That's the question of Jesus. Why? Ngano? Nganong kamo pabalaka man? Unsa sab inyuhang sulbukon? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. Ngano ako tuli sa unona sa ato dino? I thought at first nga sa tuwa lang karon nga modern day nga duna tay anxieties, what clothes that we are going to wear, or what kind of clothes that we are going to have, and so on, and to be in, right? I thought at first nga karon na na siya, labot sa noon na sa tao. Pero sa ginoo ni Jesus there, why do you worry about your clothing? So sa ilang panahon usab, duna sab sila kabalaka sa ilang sulubon, bisan ubwa sila karsones, right? Puros overall. Kailangan sinina? Diba? Yes. Muro na ukabol nga piko-pikoan? Right? So bisan sila sa una, doon nagkapon sila anxiety, bahin kung sa ilang sulubon, maglibog, o mabalaka, kung sa ilang sulubon. Bisan gani kita karon sa may sulubon ako, at to be party, at to be, o bisan asa, at labi na o magsimba, sa sulubon ako isimba, kuwang mani, wala naman ko yung mga pulo, talaga ko na, sahay kita. We admit, honestly, right? Even me. Isang pag ganaan na ako sa mong pulo, wala na ko, wala naman ko yung pulo sa robot. So, ganaan ko nakita, dito yung pulo. Kasunis, wala naman ko yung kasunis sa robot. O saan din akong ginpananaw, dito na kasunis. We forgot, malimo tayo, so the Bible says, God said in His Word, and this is the words of Apostle Paul to Timothy, that we must contend to what we have. Right? We must contend to what we have, because what tay kita sa tuang pagkatao din eh. Doon na ba? Nagbitbit ba mo sa kaparisang purol o kamisin? Nagkumkum ba tao sinsilyo sa tuang pagkatao? So niyo si Paul, kung magkita kita sa itong pag-anis sa libutan, sa tuwasap na pagbiya, diriwaksan tayo gano'n. And that is reality, right? So kita, bagulbulan, dali mabalaka, dali mahasol, perbuto na naon, even na sa iyong pagkahimo nga tao, dili na nimo choice, right? Magani wa kay mo ang iro, magani wa kay mo ang iring. It's not your choice to be man. It's a great privilege ikso nga kita na imong tao, right? So do not worry. Why is there is anxieties ikso in us? Regarding sato ang sa clothing, anxieties of what we are going to wear. Jesus, ganina, bahin sa food, i-illustrate, di mo niya illustration ang mga birds. Karun, sa itong sinina, sa babalaka sa ito ang pasulubon, so, i-use niya illustration ang mga lilies of the field, ang mga balilig, right? Ang mga sagbut. Basit sila ang sagbut sa una, doon na sila ay lilies, a kind or a type of grass na diin nindot tayo attractive, right? Nindot kayo tanaw. Nimo si Jesus din eh, concerning our clothing, consider the lilies of the field. Nimo siya sa iyong audience. Consider them. Hindi na sa food. Nimo siya, look at the birds of the air. Karun sa clothing, why do you worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies, right? Consider the lilies of the field. Tanaw ang mga sagbut. How they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, kailan mo Solomon? Kaway makatukong siyang kadato even nowadays? Siyang wisdom even nowadays? Wala yun? Si Solomon, anak ni David, in all his glory, sa iyang pagkadato, sa iyang pagkabantugan, sa iyang pagkadaghan o kwarta, was not arrayed like one of this. Wa gani masaputi, walay saput nga sama kanindot sa mga balili. Yes, a fear. Therefore, do not worry, saying, ano, in verse 13, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, kung gisuluban sa Dios, kung gibuhat sa Ginoo ang mga balili, in anang ilahang mga dagoy, gisulutan sila sa Ginoo, which today is, right? Which today is, nga naa karun, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, or into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? Right? Oh, you of little faith. And this is one of the key words sa passage, faith. And Jesus said to His audience, who at many times exhort na sila anxious o sila na worry sa ilang life, sa ilang kaunon, o sa ilang imnon, or unsa ilang ibisti. And Jesus said, oh, you of little faith. Kung gisuluban sa Ginoo ang mga sagpot nga naa karon. Kung gisatagaan sa sasapot sa Ginoo ang mga sagpot nga naa karon, nga ugma wa na bukit labay lamang sa kayo, dili usab ang Ginoo mo hatag kininyo og sapot. Then further, tells Jesus, O you of little faith, your faith is little, therefore you have all these anxieties. That is the point, right? Your faith, our faith is little. Consequently, and the result of this is so, because our faith is little, and result that we have all these anxieties. The cause and the effect. The cause is our little faith. And the effect of having little faith is anxieties of all these things. In verse 31, therefore, sa conclusion again, therefore, do not, what? Worry. Okay? Ato nakita, the second time, Jesus said, do not worry. Thou shalt not worry. It's an imperative. It's a command. So to do worry is sin. So Jesus said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Kita tanan ego, right? Even ako. We don't know, what shall we eat? Sa matong kaunon? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Mutana ko niyo, this morning ba, nabalaka ba mo kung sa inyong kaunan? Nakasote ba mo? This morning ba, so before pa mo niyari sa church, before pa mo nisulod in me, before pa mo naligo, nabot ko sa inyong nauna, ang sakya ko, sulubod. And this morning lang, we are criticizing, and we are, we have a conversation nato sa mga tao, so nga yung sinuluban just this morning sa kining pagkahinawayon nato about episode nato atong kaugalingon, right? Pero they claim themselves that they are Christians, but the way they wear their clothes, right, the way or the type of clothes that they have is on. Makaako ka nga magtubang ka sa Ginoo nga magbackless. Makaako ka nga magkanta ka sa Ginoo nga nakita hapit ang imuhang breast. Makaako ka. They have those kind, they have that kind of clothes that they suit. But they, wa sila magunahuna kung saan ilan libuhat. The Bible says God is a consuming fire, right? When God descended from heaven to Mount Sinai, the mountains shook and there were thunders and the people of Israel trembled, right? Ningon sila, ikaw ang makigsulti namo, ningon sila kay Moises, ayaw lang ang Ginoo kay mamatay ni. Because ang ilahal gani nakita ang pag-descend sa Ginoo, pero ang lang makita appearance sa Ginoo. Pero ang Ginoo pag-descend niya sa iyang creation ni ang Mount Sinai is ni shook, ni uyo, ni earthquake o nag-thunder. Ni-descend ang Ginoo through fire. Inana ka-holy, inana usap ka-powerful ang Ginoo. But many professing Christians, they look at God as a clown, right? They minimize how powerful and how holy God is. Ipakagamay nila ang Ginoo. Even the angels in heaven cover their faces and their feet because of His holiness. So concerning and regarding sa itong clothes, huwag sa itong mga anxieties about all these things, what we shall eat, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we put on, what shall we wear. Jesus said, do not worry about those things. He said in verse 32, for after all these things the Gentiles seek, the Because a young audience, young disciples are all what? Jews.
So ningon si Jesus nga to nila, ay mo kabalat ka, huwag mo sulti mo sa among kaunon, sa among imnon, sa among ibisti. Because Jesus, even the Gentiles seek all these things, right? Bisan ang mga Gentiles, ang mga pagano, nagapangita, ano mga butanga? Pagkaon, nagkinahanglan sila. Ilang imnon, nagkinahanglan sila. Ilang ibisti, nagkinahanglan sila.
Pero what Jesus said in verse 33? Familiar kayo na itong verse. Pero, dilipod na ito, may nangduman. Muna'y problema kayo, right? Familiar kay nato ang verse, pero dili nato mahinumduman. Nakuha nato? Ato pong kay katawang, seek ye first thy kingdom of God. Familiar. Sag-upa. Pero makalimutan. Pero ironic kayo ba, right? Familiar ni mo ang verse. Familiar ni mo kung saan gisulti. But it's not real in our life. Jesus said, seek first. Again, tanawan yung Bibles. Ingon si Jesus, saguan na, hinumdumi na, atuan yung hinumduman, dilinin na ito, kalintan. This is battle is between faith and anxieties. Jesus said, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all this, plural demonstrative pronoun. Unsa man ang this refers to? Food, drink, and clothes, basic needs sa tao. All these things shall be added. So na add, subtract, add is what? To put on, right? Idungag, ibutang. Idungag rin sa Ginoo. Kung sa inyong basic needs, idungag rin sa Ginoo. But kung sa iyong kumain, seek first. First, delete second, delete third, delete fourth, delete fifth. Kung sa may isik first, tingin si Jesus. Seek first His kingdom. And what? Two things. Kingdom and righteousness. Okay. Ato aning i-elaborate. Ang basic needs sa tao, dili na nimo siya maangkon kung wala kay work. Right? Kung wala kay work, wala kay money. Kung wala kay money, dili mamit ang imong basic needs. Is that correct? Yes. So, arita sa work or livelihood. For example, nangita ka og trabaho or naghimo kag livelihood. Pero ang kingdom sa Ginoo, wala na siya mahimo nga first. Kundili second na, third na, fourth na, fifth na. O ang livelihood karon niya, mo sa pagipalita, just to earn money for living, just to meet sa mga basic needs, is not already righteous. What is that? Dili ba na siya contrary sa word sa Ginoo? What Jesus said, seek first His kingdom. For example, if you look for a job, just think it's on nga dili mapadaptin o ibutang na ito nga dili mapadaptin or dili na makalimtan ang kingdom sa Ginoo. Ang pagkuna mo sa Ginoo, ang fellowship mo sa Ginoo, right? And the livelihood that you will have or planning to have is on ang sama na siya. Righteous ba? Tauban, ngano imuhang man ang gibuhat? Ngano gibaligya man nimo ang imuhang anak? Ngano gibaligya man nila ang ilahang lawas? Ngano nagdigusyo man sila og sugalan? Ngano nagdigusyo man sila ang mga drugas? Ug daghan pa ang mga, that's livelihood for them. Right? Because pinaagi anak,
ng mga trabaho, pinagyan ng mga livelihood, ma-meet ang ilang basic needs. But, ang utana ko, is that righteous before God? Is that righteous before God? Ako, musulti ko niya sa experience. Nag-work ko sa line-line niya companies. Pero, ang mga companies nga ako ang gitrabuhan is what sila Sunday. Diba ako anak, right? Mga previous na ako nga employment record. So, wala Sunday. Naibuong ko, sige kong trabaho. Labi na uglayo kayo. Mura ko na trabaho in dawat swildo at agamay mama. Ang sobra, iplite sa tibuong kinsinas. Yes, kuno na ko anak. Trabaho na po. Trabaho, napaiplite te, ang swildo ni, right? Nag-itipigan para iplite. Kuno na ko. Trabaho, wak malagi hapon kwarta. Nga naman, trabaho na po. Maragi hapon. Mo kuat ka, mo padaplin ka o parts sa mga sweldo, kay mo harap po nga i-consume, right? Iplitin, kahit sutaan, abot sa trabaho. Maragi kwarta. Ta. Nga naman. I thank God for this. So it make me realize how wrong I am. Because I work sa trabaho nga bisan ang time niya akong ikawat. That's what the Bible says. Right? Ugmona ang gimin sa pulong sa Ginoo. Seek first His kingdom. That means nga imuhang livelihood or imuhang work, make sure nga dili mapadaplin ang kingdom sa Ginoo. Dili mawain mong fellowship si Gino. Dili mawain mong fellowship with other believers because tuwa ka dito kung naningkamot ka na makakaon ka kung kinabalaka ka para sa mong kaugalingan ko sa mong pamilya. But you already forgot. Jesus said and He gave us a command that we shall seek first His kingdom, to put His kingdom the highest our priority. That is the message. Ato nagkuha ang point. Panalitan. Natut, hinoon kay day off na Sunday. Pero, ikaw man sa'yo nagbuot. Hinoon, maayo na siya. Nadilig ka mga empleyo. Pero ang imuha negosyo po, sa kuha man po, drugas. Or nagbaligya ka sa imuhang lawas or nagnegosyo ka sugalan, mag-close ka Sunday. Kay mong hatag sa Ginoo. Is that righteous? Because now Jesus seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, right? You have to make sure so nga seek nimo ang kingdom sa Ginoo first. You put the kingdom of God the highest in your priority and the type of work or livelihood that you have. Is that righteous ba to bang sa Ginoo or not? Nakuha niya ang point. Kung ato ni buhaton, hangon si Jesus, and all these things, food, drink, or clothes, or in your basic needs, shall be added, right? Pero ang first, ang kingdom, ug ang righteousness, sige no. Ug nagsunod, ikog lang ang unsaman, ang basic needs nimo. Kung morning mo unahon, mo follow ra. Mupuno ra gani na. Mupuno ra. Pero kung imuhang balihon, balihan nato ha. Wait, ang head seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Ang tail, ang ego, these things, basic needs. Balihan nimo, makunang ego, mabili ng ulo. Basic needs una, and you are anxious of your food, clothes, everything. Kukuhain na ang kingdom si Ginoo, ang righteous, okay ra. Okay ra way Sunday, okay ra ning negosyoha, okay ra ning trabahoa, okay ra ning livelihood. Basta makakaon lang ta, kapit sa patalim. Pero may buong ka, may anong bisigil lang yapon ka, panginahanglan. Right? Anong mura magbusnot ang mga bulsa, magsigil man, umutang ka gagahan, wak, yapo isun. Pero naisod akong bulsa, salamat sa Ginoo. Dita, tahan ka na 20. So, kung i-twist magudli mo ang word si Ginoo, kung i-twist mo ang pulong si Ginoo, mo na buhato ni Satan. Mo na liyahan nga tactics. Kung i-twist mo ang pulong si Ginoo, dili na na siya effective. Kung unsang nasa pulong si Ginoo, kung unsang gihatag ni Jesus, mao na siya ang perfect. Mao na ang pure and genuine. If you do that, accordingly, kung unsang yung gisuti, you shall have food and everything you need. Amen? Sa to pagtataganina, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. Di ba na sa tinaon? Kada buntag, matag buntag sa itong pagmata, di ba tanga kita sa kaayos sa Ginoo? Kanalang kinabuhi, huwag ang protection niya yung ihatag na nakatumo o tarong. Gawas lang kung galain ninyo tiyan. Di mo katumo o tarong. Kung nakatumo o tarong, huwag masunog inyong balay, huwag kawatan na nisakas inyong balay. That is God's protection. Amen? Huwag mo uruma, huwag mo mamatay iksoon nga nato. Huwag mo gihamok sa dautang espiritu. Kinumdun ko ni Louie. Sa so, makin-argue, pagyahang may agaw niya, bingon, ay, umo, hadlukon siya. Ano na si Louie nga? Di mo na tinod umo, ingon sa daddy. Kaya mag-pray man, ingon na siya nga, kanay palayo ni kanay Lord Jesus sa dautan ng espiritu. Yes, because that is true. Morning by morning, what I like makita kundi mercy sa Ginoo. Bisan na itong pag-ani, mercy na siya sa Ginoo. Grace na sa Ginoo. Bisan na pagkaon na itong gikaon this morning, gracia o expression to sa kaluwi sa Ginoo. Ang strength na nakakaroon ninyo, ninyo gilingko din na, kung ninyo ang ipamina ako sa mga pagtindog din o pagwali. Mercy na siya sa Ginoo. Na doon ako strength. Iyaan ni tanan. But ang message ni gihatag si Ginoo nato is not to worry of these things. We should have to think Ikson that God is above our basic needs. God ugato ang mga basic needs. God can give us food. God can give us shelter. God can give us clothing. If we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these things shall be added. But if not, you will see nga you're not enough. You're still in your needs because you did not trust God. Jesus said furthermore in the last verse, nga, for tomorrow, the problem of tomorrow is sufficient for itself. Right? Nga nung gi-add ba na ni Jesus? Because ang tao, mabalakang God siya, unsay kauno nato ugma. Silang ugma ba? Wait today. Silang tomorrow. Sa may kauno nato ugma. Sa may sudaano nato ugma. Ang sige nga ni Jesus, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow, the problem of tomorrow is sufficient for itself. Kung mabalaka ka ron para ugma, niyang ugma, nasa kaugling niyang problema, madungagan rato dyan. Right? Mapunan rin itong problema inigugma. Kay kada ugma, kada bagong adlaw, doon na siya iyan kaugaling problema. Ano niya makita ang verse? Balik ko na ito. Diba sinihibunga mo nga na ako nang isulti? Klaro mo na siya. Hindi nga ni Jesus. Basig mingon mo nga ako rin na siya. Ibutbuot na ko. No. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. See? Bisan gani ang ugma siyang kaugalingon. Maproblema siya. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Right? Ego na. Kung sa problema ang ugma, ego na siyang kaugalingon. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Kung mabalaka pa yun karon para ugma, imoran idungagan ang iyang problema. Right? But unsa man ang application para ani? What's the application for all of us? Because we are prone, raba.
usahay klaro pa kay nato dinhi, right? Klaro pa kay nato because fresh pa. Inigawas gay labi na karon paniudto na pud. Mimo na pud unsa na koy sud-ano nato, unsa na koy kanon. Wa nang detay bugas, katawa lang pa. usahay mag-argue pa tungod ana, right? Di alam man malikay ang isang mabalaka ba? Di malikay ang ama magtiayon, mag-away tungod ana. Doon ay mga misunderstanding. Pero pasalamat tangan na ang pulong si Gino to remind us and to tell us how wrong we are to worry about these things. Ato naman ang Gino. Gino oray muhatag ana. Gino oray mo provide. God is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our great provider and God knows everything that we need. But He commands us to seek first His kingdom and not to worry. God did not say, "Hoy, kanang kabalaka diet maayo kay kung mabalaka katagaan ka nako." Pungon mo yung ano, yung mo si God, seek first His kingdom and trust Him, right? Trust Him, trust God, and have faith in Him. And you will see that God will open the door of blessings from heaven and shower upon you, and there is no room to store and to contain all the blessings that God will give you. Yung ano, bitang Biblia, test God. Try Him. Sulayan kino, and you will see that He is God, the great provider. Amen. Even if we are faithless, the Bible says God remains faithful to us, even in our needs. So, I hope and I pray, atong application, ato na dunggan, usahay ang ulo o ang kasing-kasing, mura o duol, pero layo di ay. Dugay mo unlod, right? Mura nagbiyahe pila ka libo ka milyon nga miles ang nasa uog sa kasing-kasing. Dugay kay mo na og, right? I hope it's on nga dili ra ni dili puto. I hope nga to ani ma-apply. So if you want to look for a job, just think nga si God ang yang kingdom dili mapadaklin. If you plan to have a livelihood just to earn money, so that is good. But make sure na kanak siya righteous ba or unrighteous. Okay? Sige, that's our application.